Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, July 16th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is east at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98, and the dew point is 64 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. When it's really hot, a dip in the pool is the answer, but for those who frequent Gage Park in Topeka, that may be a problem. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The pool at the Blaisdell Family Aquatic Center in Gage Park had the main pump go out, so Shawnee County Parks and Rec has said the pool would be closed until that pump can be repaired, and that's dependent on when the needed parts arrive. So Parks and Rec is pretty much at the mercy of delivery services. Residents are advised to visit one of the other pools or splash pads near them. Parks and Rec will post on Facebook and other social media when repairs are done and the pool is open. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Well, today is the final day to register to vote in a Kansas primary. You'll need a valid Kansas driver's license or non-driver's ID card. The Kansas Secretary of State's office said you must re-register each time you change your name, address, or party affiliation. You can check to see if you're registered on the Kansas Secretary of State website. The primary is August 6th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
No, wolf.
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Ow!
Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you know the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly recently announced that the June's total tax collections were slightly over $1 billion, which is $24 million more than the estimate. And according to a statement from the Kansas Department of Revenue, total tax collections are up 3.9% from June of 2023. Governor Kelly said while the tax revenue collected for June is encouraging, he must remain committed to fiscal responsibility. And by continuing their work to put Kansas on solid financial ground, they can ensure Kansans have the services and quality of life they deserve. Individual income tax collections were $452.4 million, which is $82.4 million more than the estimate, and up 19.4% from June 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $193.1 million, which is $53.9 million less than the estimate, and down 14.6% from June of 2023. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhart said individual income tax receipts exceeded the June estimate because of higher than expected withholding tax and individual estimated payments, and the fact that fewer refunds were paid than in June of 2023. He said withholding tax receipts are 17% greater than in June of 2023, and that source continues to be the state's most reliable revenue stream. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $292.1 million, $2.2 million, or 0.7% more than the estimate, however down $11.4 million from June of last year. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced that the state Medicaid program known as CanCare has secured a $2.5 million grant awarded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for the implementation of school-based services. And this grant underscores the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's dedication to enhancing the health care services available in Kansas schools that includes those related to mental health. The funding will facilitate the integration of comprehensive health services within schools, ensuring students have better access to necessary care. And the grant will facilitate several key initiatives that include enrollment assistance to help eligible students and their families access Medicaid coverage, provision of a broad array of Medicaid-covered health services directly within schools, and enhance outreach and educational efforts to promote the health and wellness of students, reducing the need for emergency care, and boosting educational outcomes. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Deputy Secretary for Agency Integration and Medicaid Director Christine Osterlin said this award reflects a robust partnership between federal and state governments and strengthens the state's commitment to not only meet educational needs, but also the physical and mental health requirements of young Kansans. The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Conservation, or KDADOC, is pleased to announce the availability of funds in the form of cost-share assistance and incentive payments to assist commercial feedlots and dairy operations with livestock water efficiency technology. The Kansas Livestock Water Efficiency Pilot Project is part of the state's ongoing effort to encourage water conservation and to seek solutions for water challenges in the state. This initiative is designed to enhance and or upgrade current large-scale livestock watering systems in commercial feedlots and dairies by providing cost-share assistance for practices such as upgrading to high-efficiency livestock waterers and water recycling systems. KDADOC will accept applications through the close of business on Wednesday, July 31st. Equipment purchases and subscriptions made before the application approval by the KDADOC are not eligible for the initiative, and eligible applicants must hold a current livestock water right with the state of Kansas. Funding is provided through appropriation from the State Water Plan Fund, and the program is administered by the KDADOC in consultation with the State Conservation Commission. Applications for the Irrigation Technology Cost Share funding must be made through the KDADOC. And to find more information about the project, including the application and more details about funding eligibility, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov. Violent crimes are down in Kansas, yet property crimes have increased. And those are just a couple of the findings in the Kansas Bureau of Investigation's 2023 Kansas Crime Index report, which was released last week. The report compiles crime statistics reported to the KBI by state and local law enforcement agencies throughout Kansas. The report found that violent crime in Kansas decreased by 3.7% from 2022, showing declines in each category of violent crime. However, despite this decline, violent crime in the state remained 8.6% above the 10-year average. In 2023, a total of 13,294 violent crimes were reported in Kansas. In 2023, overall property crimes increased by 2.6%, though property offenses have steadily declined in the recent years, making 2023 the first year since 2017 that the state experienced an uptick in property crime reports, and property crime offenses are assumed to be underreported to law enforcement. Murder slightly increased 3.3% above the 10-year average, but were still over 6% less than 2022. In Nebraska news, the Gage County Sheriff's Office reported that on Friday, three people were arrested after a drug bust at a home in Beatrice. Authorities said at around 12:15 p.m. on Friday, deputies, along with the Beatrice Police Department, served a search warrant at a home near 16th and Market Streets. The Sheriff's Office said it was part of an investigation into methamphetamine sales happening at the home, and inside, deputies found 16 grams of methamphetamine, a .32 caliber revolver, digital scales, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Three people, 27-year-old Devin Swoboda, 33-year-old Ashley Armstrong, and 30-year-old Samantha Buchholz, were arrested on suspicion of several felony drug charges. On Monday, the Nebraska Department of Transportation released the Nebraska traffic death toll for June. They reported that during the month of June, 19 people were killed in crashes on Nebraska roadways, with 9 of the fatalities in rural areas and 4 of the deaths were motorcyclists. The deaths are a slight increase from June of 2023, when there were 17 fatalities. In the first 6 months of 2023, there were 85 traffic fatalities. However, the first 6 months of 2024 has seen 107 traffic fatalities, a 23% increase, and only 23 of the 93 vehicle occupants killed this year were using seatbelts. State officials have reported that Nebraska totaled over $770 million in tax receipts for the 2023-2024 fiscal year, making the state ready to pursue property tax reform. According to the Office of Governor Jim Pillen, the final general fund tax receipts for the fiscal year 2023-2024 were close to the target, positioning the state well for potential property tax reform, and he expressed satisfaction with the year-end report, highlighting the success of the fiscally conservative budget passed by the legislature. Governor Pillen stated that the results reinforce their work with the legislature to pass the most fiscally conservative budget in Nebraska history. He said they are well on their way to identifying efficiencies across state government, decreasing expenses, and running it like a business. And that feeds into their most immediate goal of fixing the state's property tax crisis in the upcoming special session. The governor's office said although receipts were slightly below projections by $10.6 million, or 0.1%, June's general fund revenues exceeded expectations by $39 million, totaling $774 million. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Small non-farm businesses in 64 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska and Oklahoma are eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. And these loans offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that begin November 15, 2023, and include locally Decatur, Graham, Phillips, Sheridan, Trigo, and Norton counties, along with others. Francisco Sanchez Jr., the Associate Administrator for the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience at the Small Business Administration, stated that the Small Business Administration eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses that could have been met had the disaster not occurred. And eligibility for these loans is based on the financial impact of the disaster only, not on any actual property damage. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for the SBA disaster assistance, and agricultural enterprises should contact the Farm Services Agency about the U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance made available by the Secretary's declaration. However, nurseries are eligible for SBA disaster assistance in drought disasters. Applicants may apply online and receive additional disaster assistance at sba.gov/disaster. The deadline to apply for economic injury is November 25, 2024. Two people were injured in an accident just after 10 a.m. on Monday in Norton County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe, driven by Shane Marie Francisco, 41, of Denver, Colorado, was parked on the westbound shoulder of Kansas 383, 5.5 miles west of U.S. 36, to use the phone. A 2000 Freightliner semi, driven by Jose Salas Gonzalez, 68, of Holcomb, was also westbound and entered the left lane to pass the Hyundai. As the semi attempted to pass, the SUV re-entered the roadway and tried to pull into a private drive on the opposite side of the highway, causing the semi to strike the SUV. EMS transported Francisco and Gonzalez to the Norton County Hospital, and both drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2003 Buick LeSabre, driven by Larry A. Dick, 62, of Norcator, was westbound on U.S. 36 at the Kansas 383 junction just before noon on Monday in Norton County. The car left the road to the left, traveled into the ditch, crossed the intersection of Kansas 383, and struck the rear axle of a 2015 Freightliner semi's trailer that was stopped northbound at the stop sign of the intersection. EMS transported Larry Dick to the Norton County Hospital, and the semi-driver, Sean W. Lucas, 53, of Minden, Nebraska, was not injured. Both of the drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. In Ellis County, Fairground Road, west of the U.S. 183 bypass, will be closed to traffic starting Monday, July 22nd through Monday, August 5th. The closure is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's project to reconstruct the U.S. 183 bypass and I-70 interchange at exit 157 near Hayes. No detour will be in effect during the closure, and access to the Ellis County Fairgrounds and RPM Speedway will be available from the west side of the property via the county roads. Interstice access will also remain open at its south entrance. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6135. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 92 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 64 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become north after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 83 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be partly cloudy with the low around 61. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 86. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 90. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. It should be mostly sunny Saturday with a high near 84. On Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 79. And on Monday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 81. Currently, with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is east at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.99, and the dew point is 64 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Bobby Witt Jr. was the runner-up in the 2024 Home Run Derby last night as he hit 20 home runs in the opening round. In the semifinal round, he went up against Jose Ramirez of the Guardians, and Witt hit 17 homers to start off the match. Ramirez could only muster up 12 as Witt moved on to the finals, taking on Teoscar Hernandez of the Dodgers, who beat out Alec Brohm of the Phillies 16-15 in the other semifinal round. Witt fell short to Hernandez 14-13 in the thrilling final round, and Hernandez becomes the first Dodger player to ever win the Home Run Derby. Witt would have been the first Royal to ever win it as well. Witt will come off the bench in tonight's All-Star game for the American League, along with Salvador Perez, and pitchers Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo will have a chance to come out of the bullpen. First pitch tonight for the All-Star game is set for 7 p.m. on Fox. After making some solid picks in round two of the draft yesterday, round three of the MLB draft will take place today starting at 1 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fund.
As farmers gear up to harvest the crops we all depend on, Norton County Hospital and Clinics reminds you to harvest safe and drive smart. As you hit the roads, be patient and stay alert around farm vehicles. Expect slow-moving equipment with limited visibility. Keep a safe distance, wait for them to pull over, and never pass in no-passing zones. Farmers, ensure you're visible and aware of your surroundings. Let's share the road and ensure a safe harvest for all.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
It is an active start to the morning with thunderstorms occurring across south central and northern Kansas. A frontal boundary has settled into the northern part of the state. A series of disturbances are tracking through, and that's what's produced some fairly active weather with cloud cover across the western two-thirds of the state. We'll see the heating continue again today, especially along and south of I-35. And once the frontal boundary moves through, again, thunderstorms, some strong tonight. Cooler air coming in on Wednesday with highs in the 80s. High pressure remaining until Friday until low pressure starts to move our way this weekend. Mostly sunny today. A few thunderstorms with a high in the low 90s. North central Kansas, today's high 92. Northeastern Kansas, scattered storms this morning with a high around 90. Southwestern Kansas, areas of showers and a few thunderstorms. Warm and humid with a high in the mid-90s today. A heat advisory. Scattered storms in near 100 in south central Kansas. Southeastern Kansas, a few thunderstorms today with a high temperature likely around 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we had lower pork and beef values that took place, which has kind of been the trend that we have been seeing definitely on the pork side, but more from this past week on the beef side as well. We'll see what this does as far as any type of cash trade is concerned. Overall for the week. Now, we were mixed as far as the grain markets, but a little bit higher in the corn and beans. Corn $3 to $4 higher, soybeans $1 to $2 higher as well. Now, look at it a couple of ways with the ending stocks numbers that still shows that we can go lower in this market, but depending on the weather, we could see some weather type rallies that come into the market as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.